Welcome back home for the holidays. Tis the season to shop small and share big. This is our Holiday Gift Guide podcast, and I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Margaret. This week's theme is readers and gamers. So whether or not your loved one likes to curl up with a good book, or they want to conquer the next digital quest, we've got something for everyone on your list.
And let's be honest, Margaret, everyone has someone that's impossible to shop for.
Mm-hmm.
So
I say just skip them.
if only it were that easy. But since we're talking about readers and gamers today, what are you more of, reader, gamer?
A reader, 100,000%. Yes, reader. I've never actually touched a game console.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad thing. I am definitely a reader. I have touched a game console, though, many times. Probably more than I'd like to share here. But in general, I'm an avid reader. I like to read.
Yeah. Same. It's like I try to read every day. This hasn't happened in the last couple of months. I start to get really kind of antsy towards the end of the week if I haven't picked up my book at all.
Right.
And then I'm like carving out time to read the book. I will write it on my to-do list, finish book this weekend.
Oh, you schedule time.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite genre?
It's fiction. You know, popular fiction. I try to read one memoir a year to keep myself.
Same. Yes. You know? I would say the same. Fiction is my main reading preference, but I do need, you know, a little self-help in the form of biographies or, you know, books by leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I guess I throw in a few marketing books too, but that's more industry related.
Yeah. Okay. So you're fully covered.
I am.
All right, so who do you think then is easier to shop for?
Myself. Myself.
Yes.
I'm a mother of three. I put my own presents.
That's right.
Here, wrap these. And yes.
That's how I know I get what I want.
So what are you binge reading anything right now? Or
I actually am. I am binge reading, and people may have heard, Eric Aquino. He is a Parkinson advocate, and he just wrote a book, Project Dopa. So it's about Parkinson's, but he switched it up into it's about the something similar to COVID. There is a pandemic, and the only cure for it is the only person who could save the world during this pandemic, where a zombie outbreak has also occurred, is the one person who was an EMT that has Parkinson's. So because he has Parkinson's, his blood is different.
Yeah.
Now, and it starts off in New York, and it like sets the whole scene in New York, and it had everything in it except for the bodega cat. If you're a New Yorker, you know. And so I don't know. The first three pages, because I guess it was about the city and described it so well, caught me. And then it's keeping me because it's only this one guy running around that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds like a crazy movie. It sounds like it's a movie waiting to happen.
Oh,
yeah. Right?
I love that.
Yeah. So we are all book people here because our guest today is the owner of Medina Books, Jocelyn Medina.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
So we are going to try our hardest to hit the game category too. We are going to do that.
Yes, we are.
But
am I the only gamer at the table? And my gaming skills, I don't know if I can even consider that.
I touched it. I do have a son.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I've touched some games.
We're officially familiar with this.
We're qualified.
Blinking
lights. Yes, we're qualified. I'm not sure about the gamer part.
Okay.
If he ever heard me say that, he would be like, I don't know.
I think the closest I got was there was that board that you could stand on. I forget what it's called.
Oh,
I own it.
Yes. Right. That's the one that had the guitar. Am I going to date age myself?
You could do golf. No, you could
the Wii.
Golf.
Wii. The Wii game.
Oh, the bowling was good with
I
that.
I loved the skiing on that.
Yes. You did a skiing one?
Oh, loved it.
Oh, I only did like bowling and the knockout. Isn't that the one?
Oh, boxing, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And hula hoop. kicks butt.
I only used the Wii for Dance Dance.
Ooh.
Revolution. That was fun. Yes, that was fun.
Yeah. Love it.
Every year. Yeah.
But that's not how I choose to unwind. I choose with the book. I want to sit down. I want to read. Mm. I got a little stand that I put my book on to keep it open.
I love that.
Okay. All right. So I want to talk with Jocelyn.
Okay.
I was in your bookstore. It was the first time I was in there. And as I've said, I'm a book nerd. I've been, if I go away on vacation, I will find a bookstore.
Yes.
I will find it.
I'm one of those. It's one of the lists.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was so excited when we were planning out this episode to find out about your store. Mm-hmm. And it's a love letter to books and to reading. You've got all these like cozy little rooms that you can actually sit down and read in. So tell us a little bit about how you got started with the bookstore and what inspired you to open it.
Since you mentioned love letter, it is really a love letter to my dad who introduced me to reading. When I was small, he had a small bookshop, which was mostly about textbooks. But he did have a few fictional books, which he loved to talk about with anybody who will come in. But he introduced me. He got me my first book, which was The Little Prince.
Okay.
And that started the whole imagination after reading and asking questions and just talking about it. And then he got the Don Quixote, which is a big Spanish from Spain classic. Mm-hmm. And that's very, very interesting and classical and has a lot of imagination. So it was life-changing for me. And from that moment on, I've been a reader. So it always stayed with me as something that I wanted to pursue and have at some point in my life. And it was not something that I could start right away because, you know, life gets in the way and you have to do the living and the working and the raising of children. So when the opportunity came, I took it. And it was my dream to have it just like that, where you have different rooms with different themes and where you can sit and just spend time. I mean, I used to be a Borders in Barnes & Nobles.
That was
my escape. Mm-hmm. That was my happy place.
And the library.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. The library, when I was in high school, that's what I used to do. I would do my homework first so I can be done with it.
Yes.
And then I will be reading those little, you know, the little books with the romance and the guy with the long hair. That's right. That was me.
Fabio. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I used to read the Danielle Steele.
Oh,
like, I used to smuggle those into the house when I was too young to be reading that.
Yes. Okay. This is the problem.
Yeah. Yes. Sweet Valley High was also smuggled into church, and I read that in the back.
That's hilarious.
With it snuck into the hymnal.
Yes, oh, you have to put it right there. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
sorry, Mom.
Okay, so, and Medina Books and Coffee. So what? What makes you unique? What makes you Medina Books and Coffee unique from other independent bookstores?
So for the most part, I think that number one, I try to make it as beautiful a space as possible. I love decorating, so every season we have to change it. So now we're working through the Christmas decoration. So my point is make it as beautiful as possible so people can want to come in and stay.
Okay.
That is my goal. I also, it's mostly used books. So 80% of our inventory is used book donated by our loyal customers.
Oh,
so we get books that have been previously loved and enjoyed.
Okay.
And many of them actually leave notes in the book so that other people can know what the book is about.
It's like almost cliff notes.
That's right. And then 80% of our inventory is used, and then
80%.
80%.
That is
very unique.
Yes, that is very unique.
Yeah.
And then we do have some new prints because I do want to keep, you know, if somebody's looking for something specific
or new releases. Release.
Yes. So 20% is that. So that has been what makes us different, really, in that area where we are located in Coopersburg, because we do have a lot of new independent bookstore.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
So being that you are here in the Lehigh Valley, you're in Coopersburg, you have majority, it sounds like, of your inventory is used books.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, do you cover or are you highlighting or carrying anything from local authors? We have many local authors that are here.
We do. I love working with local authors. We do an event on during the Valentine's time that we get the romance local authors to get a table and talk to the girls. It's pretty nice.
Nice.
So I do try to have book signings with local authors.
Wonderful.
So it's one of our, for us, community. And even if it's either a community of local authors or community of knitters or community of just people who love books, that is big to us. Mm. Yeah.
Great. I love that. And I love that we're, you know, the word community and connection is so important to public media. And I love that you are creating a space that also provides that.
That's our priority, really. Yeah. We enjoy just seeing the people that we are neighbors with and just either we love the books or we love the hobbies. One of the two is going to happen.
Right, right. And I want to talk about this also that I think is really unique that you have is the blind date.
Oh, yes.
I love this. So I bought this, actually, when I went in your shop.
Yes,
this is,
that's the
this
blind
is
date
what
book
the blind
box.
Date
yes.
looks like.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And on the back it says, it's Betrayal and Love,
Little
Agatha
clues.
Christie, mm-hmm. Motherhood. So these are the clues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I would take this. Actually, this was in the bookstore when I took a different one. But then you've got, like, all this cute stuff inside, little seasonal stickers and this little cute little marker and this...
The
meow.
Bookmark, yeah.
So this is the blind date box.
Yes. So the one I brought you today is the box.
Okay, this is the box.
Which is a full date, really.
It's a full date.
That's a full date, yeah. You have your mug. You have some tea, hot chocolate. So
it's almost like a self-care, like a full date with yourself, self-care.
That's absolutely right.
So cool.
That would make a wonderful gift, right?
Yes. I mean, this is where you start.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
That's basic.
You don't know who to buy for, or you don't. It's the person you don't know what they want.
That's the one.
You don't have to actually pick. Just look on the back and say, this person
would
love
it.
This.
Yes. You know what that's good for, too? The office.
The white elephant or whatever.
Exactly.
Secret Santa.
You get one of those and you're done.
I love it. Yeah,
that is such a great idea.
Yeah. I love it so much. Okay, so we're talking about games too, gaming, okay?
Oh, right.
So
right,
what, yes. Do you have a recommendation of a book to give a gamer
to get them
interested in reading?
Good question.
I think... If you want a gamer reading, I'm thinking you're going to have to sell a little bit of fantasy.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because gaming is all about being in that other world, in experiencing the world and being part of that world or being one of the players in that world. So fantasy, I think, is the best way to start. The fantasy readers or writers that we have right now are extremely good at building worlds.
Mm. Okay.
I'm not a fantasy reader myself, but I know that the persons that I've talked to that are big fantasy readers, they always speak about how the world building in these books are incredible. And I think a gamer would love to not only picture it in their head, but be part of it, because that's what the book will do, bring you into the story, and then you have this amazing world-building experience. I think that's the best way to get them started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when we were talking beforehand, you mentioned one way that you encourage people to read who aren't readers is audiobooks.
Yes. I'm a big... Well, since we have so many book clubs, I have to, in some way, catch up with all of them. So I do an audio, I do a regular physical book, and electronic. So I know that a lot of people... who struggle with getting into reading will do both the audio and then you have the physical book. So it's almost like somebody's reading it to you.
That's a great tip.
And then we're busy. We have things to do. Driving, the audio. I got my son to listen to Jack Reacher books because he's not a reader, but he loves to listen to the book. Mm. So I think audiobook is a great way of getting also people to start reading.
Wonderful.
Especially if you're building the world in your head.
Yeah, I love that.
Amazing. So is there anything special that you wanted to tell us? Any holiday events? Talked about gift ideas, you know, anything coming up?
So I do have our first Christmas market happening on November 29th.
Okay.
Because I want the community to buy from the local makers.
Right.
We do have some vendors that are regular vendors at the bookstore. They're local makers. Some people that do knitting, some people that do jewelry, custom jewelry, some people that do handmade candles.
Okay.
So they are our regular vendors. But in addition to them, we're having other vendors from the Lehigh Valley. I have little booths. So this will be a great location to just grab something like an apple cider and walk around the area. Coopersburg lights up their Christmas tree on that day. So the point would be you go to the bookstore, you browse, get some books, get some warm apple cider, and then walk to the Christmas light.
Love it.
So this will be our first year doing it, so we're very excited.
Awesome. That's wonderful. And what is that date again?
November 29th.
November 29th.
Yep. In Coopersburg. Great.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
We are going, please continue, stay here.
Stay with us.
We'll listen to the gaming part now. We're getting to the gaming part. So,
all right.
So we're going to talk about our, for our gamer on the list, there's Trifecta Gaming. They are a client of the Rising Tide.
Community Loan Fund,
which helps a lot of small businesses. Which is one of the reasons that we're doing this podcast is to highlight local independent small businesses. So tell us more about what they do.
So Trifecta Gaming, which is located here in the Lehigh Valley, they buy, sell, and trade all of your favorite TCGs.
We don't know what that is.
Exactly.
But somebody out there does.
But you do all who know what it means. That means you can get all of them at Trifecta Gaming. So anyway, from Magic, The Gathering, to Pokemon, they even have One Piece and Disney Lurkana.
Okay, yeah. We're learning.
Mm. Bear with us. And for those who love a little competition, they even host regular tournaments.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Right.
Yeah, so local players can go and test their skills. And again, that community connection.
Right.
Another great place to check out is located in downtown Easton, the Game Gallery. Now, this looks kind of like I would want to maybe walk through here because it's like it's got old style arcade.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can go and play like your pinball.
Yes.
But it also offers new, used, and retro video games. Mm. They've got comics and collectibles. And in addition to the retail, the space features that old school arcade zone. So pinball machines, Japanese-style candy machines. So it's also experience. It's not just going in and buying a gift. You can take the whole family there when, they're running around the house driving you crazy because they're out of school around the holidays. And now you've got somewhere to go and take them and let them run wild.
Right. Sounds like a full experience.
Well, I mean, I would actually love that. I love arcade games. I mean, remember Pac-Man and and I am a skee-ball fanatic. I don't know if that counts in this, but I feel like they may have skee-ball.
Okay.
Right?
That's like...
I may be totally...
That's just not an
arcade game, but everywhere that has arcade games usually has skee-ball, which...
Yeah. I like skee-ball.
Like, yes. I get in that to win that.
Competition begins.
I think that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, pinball I think is like it's
I like pinball.
I love it.
Yeah. And if anything, the sounds like this, you know, it's a whole experience with the sounds and the whole environment. You know.
It takes you back to like boardwalk days when
it does.
Used to
does.
Little stores and shops where you could your parents could stick you. Way back in the day when you were untrackable.
Stick you with a few quarters.
Yes.
Go.
That doesn't happen.
I love that. Did your parents ever, manage your quarters? Like my mom, I found out later in life that my mom would only give me a certain amount, like $3 in quarters, instead of giving me like a whole, like she had a certain
portion
amount.
Control.
She would, yes, portion. But she told me that it was her way of... I had to come back to her. So then she knew I was still there.
Genius.
And right. Oh, and so that her
they don't have that anymore.
My
now
father could actually spend time without worrying. So if she portioned how much she was giving me, I had to come and find her to say to get more, right?
Yeah.
That is
the
very
things
smart.
We learn from our parents.
Unfortunately, now they have cards.
Yeah.
You put the money in the card.
And that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no quarters.
No quarters.
And then they run all over the place for hours.
Yeah.
All right. So we got two places, two good places to check out for the gamer in your life.
And now we're back to books.
We are, thank God.
Margaret. Okay, so everyone in the Lehigh Valley, if you have not heard of this place, you definitely will, right? We've got the End Bookstore located on Tillman Street in Allentown. And the End is considered a literary community hub.
Mm. Yeah, they have a lot of events, a lot of groups. Like you mentioned, you have some reading groups too at Medina.
Book clubs, yep.
And they're all new. Used,
yeah,
so
right.
you've got the corner on the market with the used, but it's all trade fiction, nonfiction, classics, local authors, poetry, cookbooks. Just bought a cookbook there, and it's got like
that.
A nice little family-friendly space where you can sit with your children and read books. They do have a really nice children's book selection, and then they've got all the book stuff that you want, your paraphernalia.
Oh, that's so cute. That was
the
a Christmas
bookish
ornament.
That's
is this a Christmas ornament?
That's a
so
bookish
cute.
Christmas ornament, yes.
I love it.
We're bringing that out this week.
Oh, I love
so,
it.
So, yeah,
love
we're
it.
Getting
that's
ready.
Awesome.
We're getting ready.
So, yeah.
The End is a really nice, they have a whole history. They used to be Let's Play, right?
Yes, in Emmaus.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And now they're
that.
The End
yes.
in Allentown. They also do the book. A book festival.
Yes, they
which
do. That's true.
Right,
yes,
in October.
Very nice.
In October. Do you participate in the book festival?
Not yet. We're still very new. We're still trying to get ourselves into the all
well,
the
now
things,
you will.
Yeah.
I have a feeling now it will happen, right? Yes. You have to talk it into fruition. So.
That's right.
Yeah. And the End has a membership, so like you can join and then you get like a discount on your books. And then they have this shelf. It's the bottom shelf, and that is not to signify that these are bottom shelf books, but it's, like they get sent these books by authors who are trying to get their book out and picked up in the world.
Okay.
And, so maybe first time author or somebody that just hasn't made it to like the big scene yet or a major publishing house. And so if part of your membership, like I could get a free book every month. I can choose from that.
Oh, wow.
That list or that shelf, which I think is really cool. And it's a great way of like opening up doors for
the local authors.
For local
That's
authors
very nice.
Or for people who aren't represented by the major publishing
right.
companies. So, yeah.
And speaking of local authors, we have an assortment of local authors that are right here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
You and I were talking about
yes.
this before. I spoke about Eric Aquino before. He is the founder of Grace Strong Foundation, and he just did Project Dopa. We also have Heather Gadusko. She was the former owner of Sweat Like a Girl, in Nazareth.
Okay.
And she has Girl with a Game Plan. Mm. We also have Bill Childs, former Adam's Outdoor,
Marketing
Guru.
Absolutely.
And so he has Child's Play. And is there any? I feel like there's one. Oh, and there's also like Felicia Ty Heath. She has a wonderful story. Felicia Ty Heath is Spirit of a Hummingbird.
Ooh.
It's a beautiful title.
Isn't it?
I love
and it's a great book. It's a great book. It's very inspirational. Her father was the head of the Asian Mafia.
What?
Wow.
Was escaped from prison.
Where?
Was in prison for only like 3 or 10 days, escaped from prison in New York or Boston, and they were on the run for 10 years.
Oh my God, is that what the book's about?
And that's the book about.
What's the hummingbird tie-in? Like, they just feel like they're like buzzing around like little hummingbirds?
Nope, there is a significance to that. I'll let y'all find that out.
And she's a local author?
And she is a local author. She's actually a doctor here in the Valley. So she's an author. She is a triple board certified doctor, when she goes out and speaks, she talks about that. Right. And it's like sort of overcoming things. And that's what happens when you are, without for so long. Then you overcompensate or you overachieve. Mm-hmm. You become an overachiever. And that's one of the things in the therapies that she talks about within the book and one of the themes. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that
it's really cool.
I love
Felicia Ty Heath.
There was another author that we were talking about earlier, and now it went right out of my mind.
That's local.
Yeah.
Right, with the movie.
Marley and
Me. Yes. There it is. Yes,
Marley and Me.
Marley and Me.
So he wrote the book, and then it became a movie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We actually just had him in the station.
Oh, cool.
He was interviewed on air, but he's local.
Okay.
Yeah, he's close to Coopersburg. I think it's either in Coopersburg or in
or
that
Hallertown,
area. Yeah,
like yeah. Sauk Valley.
Area.
Okay. Kind of yeah. down there. Yeah. yeah. So,
okay.
We've got lots of...
We have lots of local authors.
Yes, we do.
And we have
yes,
local we places that you can meet them.
Right.
That you can buy a book for somebody who's on your list. Any of those books would be great gifts.
Yes.
Especially for the hard to buy for.
Right.
I love The Hummingbird. Who doesn't?
I love that.
And mm-hmm. The Mafia tied together.
I know.
I That's might good. Have to check that out.
Yes.
On the list.
On the run for yeah. 10 years.
So a couple other shout outs just to mention, because we want to talk about all over the valley.
Mm-hmm.
So the Quadrant Book Mart is in Easton.
Okay.
So that's a place to check out. And Easton also has the Mr. Box Game, which is a destination for shoppers who love board games and group play,
oh,
which
is cool.
another good thing to do
yeah.
with the family when you're all trapped. I mean, when you're all cuddled up together at home.
I think she meant that, trapped.
Get a box game.
Get a box game. Okay.
Yeah. And then there's Book and Puppet Co. in Easton and the Game Gallery. So lots of cool places to check out. You know, Google
that.
Any of those and
yeah.
and get over there and visit these independent, wonderful independent stores.
Amazing. So Jocelyn, what if you were to say any other words or give anyone advice, or is there anything special you want to talk about your bookstore or your life or how or why you brought this to the valley, what would you say right now?
To be honest, I think that more than ever we need that community, and independent bookstores have the power to bring people together. Even if you don't love a book, you love a good story.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we have the opportunity to, as an independent bookstore or an independent small business, to bring the community together, and I think we need it the most right now.
I love that.
Mm, yeah.
I love that. So whether you're leveling up your reading list, or like Margaret, just call Margaret. She has a whole list for you.
Mm-hmm.
But whether
she
you're
does.
Leveling up your reading list or your gaming skills, one thing's for sure, there's no shortage of stories here in the Lehigh Valley.
That's right. So thank you for spending time with us on Home for the Holidays. It is the season to shop small and share big. And we hope you took some good ideas away from this conversation. Please join us next week when we explore artful finds and local treasures, featuring the Valley's most talented makers and artists. We're going to talk about some boutiques.
Yes.
One of my favorites that I end up buying for myself as well as other people.
Oh, I'm curious.
A little buy for me, a little buy for you.
Oh, I like that. And that's what we should do during this busiest shopping season
yeah,
of the
so
year.
I always tell people, don't buy me anything. Seriously. Like, because I've already bought it for myself.
Same.
Because I'm shameless.
Same. It's true.
Donate whatever you were going to buy. Please donate it.
Right.
We're going to have a show on that, too.
Right.
So
that's a good one.
Lots coming up. But thank you, Jocelyn of Medina Books,
pleasure.
For being here. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah.